flour. And we cooked that. I don't remember just how we made it, but you know, that thing stayed on one hook pretty good.
Oh.
I sort of believe, though, we had a little cotton or something mixed with that dough before we cooked it and boiled it. It was good for buffalo bait. Buffalo bite that, and the catfish was pretty good about that.
Bite. So,
but buffalo was, this is about the only kind of bait we catch a buffalo on.
Huh.
That dough bait.
Just with a cotton base.
Uh-huh. Yeah, with a cotton base hold, yes.
My goodness.
I'd forgotten about that. But I remember catching a 12 or 14 pound fish on one of them.
My goodness.
He was a nice fella. We had it on a trot line, stretched across the river, you know, and we was out there in a little old flat boat getting this, running this line. My brother-in-law, he was a little older than I was 17, 18 years old. He was married, he didn't marry my sister then. Him and me was fishing. We'd after these buffalo with this dough bait. And we seen we had this big and hung out there, and that front of the boat was going to take him off, and he says, "You want me to take that big one off?" I said, "No, I want to get him myself." When I pulled him in, I hung my toe on a nail. It was in the boat, and I didn't like to rip that toe right off. Well, I kept that buffalo tied around that 2 or 3 days. We were selling these fish, you know. Mm-hmm. We were going to take him off the market right away. 2 or 3 days, we went out there to get him. We was going to haul him in. And when we got there and started to pull the line up, he was still on our line, but he broke loose before I got him pulled up out of the water and cut away off that fish. After keeping him 3 or 4 days, I think he weighed 12 pounds. He weighed 12 pounds. We lost that fish, though.
You mean you make that thing out there and get
him
to get away?
Yeah. I guess he must have cut the line to see the line come his mouth, and he had a little soft teeth there.
Mm-hmm.
He must have eventually wore that line mm-hmm. so thin it broke.
Mm-hmm. Goodness. It always hurts when you lose a big one, but
yeah.
Then after you've caught him and watched him for a few days.
And we have a neighbor that's fishing there close to us. We're all fishing, trying to make a living there fishing. Along the summertime, wasn't any work to do much around. We were all farmers, raised on the farm. That's about all I had to do that summer, trying to make a little money fishing. And old man Joe Carnes, he'd caught a 40-pound catfish.
My goodness.
No, he caught him on a net out there. And he kept that fish there must have kept him a week. And why didn't take him home, sell him, and finally he cut his line until he got away.
Oh, I bet he was sick.
He accused somebody of stealing that fish, but now that's what happened because I seen that line. That fish cut that line too, and he got away. Mm-hmm. Just like ours did. We seen ours break loose.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't see his get away, he's gone. Line's cutting too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he just noticed some man stole his fish, but didn't do it.
Those old cats will certainly cut a line.
You bet you will. Because that thing's rough there. Them teeth are sharpened too. He had him tied with a 1/4-inch rope, but he kept him there so long he just finished it with that little rope into him.
40 pounds, that's a lot of fish.
Yeah, he's a big rascal.
When you took your boat down to the river to put it in the water, what did you say you were going to do?
Going fishing.
And what did you say you were going to do with the boat?
And put out a trot line.
I was wondering if you'd say, you're going to put the boat in the water or launch the boat?
Well, I launched the boat, we'd say.
A good trot line's hard to beat when it comes to getting fish.
Mm-hmm, it is.
What else did you use for bait?
We used crawfish a lot, minnows,
mm-hmm.
red worms.